This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you could be with us. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Back to that Tiger Woods trophy, by the way. What in the world took so long to get him his Masters trophy? What, were they building it by scratch? We're approaching the fourth and final major of the year, and he just got his Masters trophy, an engraved trophy? How long does that take? What, did Augusta ship it by Pony Express?
In all fairness, Tiger is kind of hard to spell. Woods is kind of hard to spell.
They probably had to do it multiple times.
They've never had to inscribe that name on this trophy, I imagine.
Now, listen,
being a first-time winner.
If somebody told me that there's a lot of things that go in. All right, fine. But why don't you have something like this ready and, like, when the next few days get the engraver down there? You're only doing this once a year.
You know what it is?
Well, you're running this thing every weekend.
Do they wait to the last minute to order it? Like, yeah, I'm right. Certain the NFL has not put in their order for the Lombardi Trophy yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Just on the off chance that nobody wins it.
Now, the argument may be, well, you know, Tony, it takes a while for Super Bowl rings to come together. Yeah, but those are designed.
Yes.
Right? Once the Super Bowl is over, the Patriots, they get to design how their Super Bowl ring looks. They get to sit down with the jeweler and go, all right, we want to do it this way. This was our fifth championship or sixth championship. We want to have six diamonds like this. And then they go, okay, great. Then we'll go make it. This trophy is the same trophy. What changes is the little plaque that's down at the bottom that's engraved. So one of my favorite stories in golf has to do with the British Open in 1999. Jean Vandeveld had a 3-shot lead on the 18th hole, and Mike Tirico was doing the broadcast for ABC at the time. And so he's not going to lose it, right? He used driver, and that scared everybody. It's like, oh, he hit driver. Yikes. But he hit it, you know, he hit it into the heather, but it wasn't unplayable. Yeah, you know, he took a gamble. You know, he had a bad shot, but it was okay. They're like, all right, he'll be able to get out of that. He just needs a double bogey to win the British Open. So they cut away to the claret jug, and the guy is already starting to engrave his name into the claret jug. And then Vandeveld hits the grandstand, puts it in the water, puts it in the bunker. Two putts for the triple bogey that puts him in a 3-way tie, and he loses to Paul Laurie in the playoff. But that iconic scene of the engraver, like, yes, the engravement of the claret jug that goes to the Open champion will have a Frenchman on it for the first time in the history of this tournament. As Jean Vandeveld walks down 18, and they show the engraver, he's putting. And then it just completely falls apart. The guy's taking pewter and trying to scribble it out. Ah! I should wait till I'm done. This does look like a nice trophy, though. It's pretty sweet.
I just Googled Masters Trophy. I mean, it looks amazing.
It really is nice.
There is a photo of Tiger holding the trophy, wearing the green jacket.
At his house?
No, this looks like at the...
At the Masters?
At Augusta.
So was he holding the trophy? Was he just holding a trophy? And then they said, that's the one we give. Then you get another one that comes in the mail months later from now. Because you know how these things are, Tiger. You know, 6 to 8 weeks delivery. He's like, of course. That's how we roll in this country. You can't get anything overnight. I get it. Can't get anything in express mail. That doesn't exist anymore.
They hand him the trophy right then and there. I'm not sure why. Does he say, like, oh, can you ship this to me?
And they were like, ugh, Tiger.
And kept forgetting about it.
Yeah, and they just went, ugh, that stupid box. Let's take it down. Can we get somebody to take this down, please? Gotta get a
Grace.
Grace.
I thought I told you to mail this.
Oh, I can't. It's too heavy. Can't afford the postage. They want $72 to ship this. Ugh. Can't you negotiate? It's a pretty nice trophy. But man, that just seems to take way too long to get. Listen, if I won the Masters, I'd drive to get it. Okay? Are you kidding me? Like, let's say I won the Masters. I'd be like, you know what? I got nothing to do. I'm going to drive to Augusta and get this thing. Ding dong. Yeah, you got my stuff? What stuff? My trophy. Oh, we put that in the mail. Oh, I'm never going to get it. Goodness. They mail a trophy. It's awesome. They mail the Masters. Can you just set that just put that into perspective for a second? They mail the Masters trophy to his house.
They mail all the trophies, Tony. I mean, I've seen, you know, there's that one iconic image of Bill Belichick opening, or Robert Kraft, you know, receiving the Lombardi trophy in the mail. Like, look what came today. And, you know, just one of those elongated boxes. Looks like it was a box of roses. But it's not. It's the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, look at this! It's another one for the we have to build another cabinet.
You know, when a Major League Baseball team wins the World Series, they receive the trophy, but it's in parts. They have to assemble it themselves. Yeah. You got to insert each flag individually.
Like the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup is such a cool trophy because there's a guy that's hired to like be with it all the time. That's his job. His job is to be with wherever that is. He has to go with it. I one time interviewed that guy and I said, you have literally been around the world, haven't you? He goes, yes. He goes, I have. I've been to Antarctica with this thing. I go, no kidding. He goes, yes. Wherever it goes, I go. It's awesome. Yeah, they take it. He goes, I've been to Russia. He's been many times. He's been to Russia with that. Because the day the players get it, the one day the players get to play with it and, you know, hang it, bring it to a party and break it, he has to go. He has to be part of the party.
All right, here's another one. Golfchannel.com is talking about this. And this is, I love this question. And I'll ask you about it. All right. What does the post office or shipping service do with the Masters Trophy if the winner isn't home?
That's a great question. Now, wait a minute. That's a great question. Because listen, is there nothing more annoying than when you're expecting a big package and you're like, I gotta be home. Like, I'm expecting that today. That's coming today.
Do they just leave it right there on the doorstep so anybody could take it?
Yeah, right?
You know, I mean, do you see your Masters trophy getting taken away because through your ring? Your doorbell ring video screen thing?
Yeah.
We see all those like... You know, you sit there, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just taking this box.
No, that actually would be cool. Like Tiger's at some tournament somewhere, right? And he's on his practice tee and his phone buzzes and he picks it up and he goes, hello? Like, oh, yeah, Mr. Woods, leave that box alone. That's a very important box. You can't take that. Oh, no, I was just going to move it for you. No, put it down. Oh, you're home. I'm sorry. And he's like, no, I'm not. That's great. Yeah, because seriously, I mean, again, you know, we hear these ads all the time like, hey, order now. It'll be sent to you in a discreet package. That's got to be the most discreet package ever sent by the Postal Service. You got to be kidding me. It's
something that people wouldn't want?
Yeah, that thing, you can't put a price tag on the Tiger. Let's just reset for a second. Tiger Woods winning the Masters in 2019, there still hasn't been a sporting moment that tops that moment. That moment was everybody went bananas, right? It's going to go down as one of the best victories in golf, the fact that he came back and won the Masters, right?
Oh, so, it's going to go down as, say, like when Jack won...
Yeah,
when he won in 86.
Yeah, it's one of the most. It's going to be one of the biggest victories of any golfer at any time, given what he went through and the comeback. Right. So the trophy that commemorates that moment, let me repeat this, was placed in the mail and shipped to his house.
Probably left on his doorstep.
There should have been 17 police cars sending that thing to Jupiter. Are you kidding me?
And it was probably left on his doorstep.
Right. Ding dong. Tiger's not home. Plop.
They just leave it there. I mean, what happened? If you don't leave it there, do they put a sticky note on the door and you have to go to the post office to pick it up? Because that's always a pain.
That's always a pain. And was Tiger in the house like, Ellen, can you go down? Oh, wait, she's not here anymore. Shoot. Ooh. Is that too soon?
Too soon?
Yeah, all right, too soon. Yeah. All right.
She's having another kid.
She is. She is having another kid.
With Cameron Jordan.
It's amazing how just all works in circles, doesn't it? Just crazy. That's nuts.
I can't believe that shipped in a box.
God. You know, I just did that. I just did that bit at the top of the hour for fun. And now that I really, in the break, I really started to think about it. And I really started to come up with the idea that this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Unless Tiger, please tell me tomorrow that Tiger just used in the mail to as just a euphemism for 17 security guards dropped it off at my house and made sure I was home to get it.
He has the picture of the box.
Just please tell me in the mail wasn't Willie the postman picking up your package with your flag up outside your mailbox and delivering it somewhere else. Please tell me that's not happening.
With this week's copy with this week's package of Valpak coupons.
Exactly. With your Valpak coupons and welcome to the neighborhood gift pack.
You're just going through the mail, God. Like Valpak coupons. Oh, a new realtor's in the neighborhood wants me to sell them my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what's this box? Let me open it up. Oh, look, it's my trophy.
It's here it is. Finally, I got it. God, that does take him a long time to do that. Tiger's like, oh, thanks for dropping it off. I was heading to the British Open in a week. Just in time. Thank you so much for dropping it off a few days before I head overseas to start practicing for the final major of the year. Thanks, Augusta.
You know it's a class move because he's not. I mean, if it was me, I'm totally bringing that with me to the Open.
No, completely. Oh, I always said, like, the guys who win the green jacket, I'd wear it everywhere.
Everywhere you go. Remember, he wore it to, like, some random restaurant, like a Chili's or something? Fantastic.
I'd wear it all the time. Are you kidding?
Warrior with basketball shorts. Come on. That's the Tiger we love.
That's fantastic.
Getting trophies in the mail.
On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Rod Culver. You can hit us up there as we roll along. It's SB Nation AM.